Hey guys, this is Brandon Tyson, and I wanted to do a recording for you guys quickly on autoplay. So, most of you probably know what this is, but we're going to look at a different aspect of autoplay that may not be looked at quite as frequently. So, in order to do this, I am going to quickly go grab a flash drive that I can use for various tests. So I will pause the recording while I do that.
Pause recording button. Pause recording. Voice recorder. Recording.
Alright, so I have the flash drive. And before we continue, though, I'm going to switch the voiceover to the Eloquence.
Voice recorder window. Pause recording button.
And I will slow that down considerably for you.
Rate 85, rate 80, rate 75, rate 70, rate 65, rate 60, rate 55, rate 50.
So, I'm using Windows 10 here, and I'm going to insert the flash drive into the USB port on this computer, and you will hear the following.
New notification from AutoPlay. G. Tap to choose what happens with removable drives. Window.
I'm going to press Windows V here.
New notification window. Tablet mode toggle button not pressed.
Now I'm going to shift tab.
Expand button. New notification from AutoPlay. G. Tap to choose what happens with removable drives. Window.
And,
dismiss this notification button. New notification from AutoPlay. G. Tap to choose what happens with removable drives. Window.
And I'm now going to press space.
List view list. Groups list list. Configure this drive for backup button selected.
Now, I'm going to... I don't want this to take an action. So, in some builds of Windows 10, you use the up and down arrow keys, and in some, you use the left and right.
Configure storage settings button selected.
Actually, it appears to all be up and down.
Import photos and videos button selected.
So I'm going to use...
Open folder to view files button selected.
Not that.
Take no action button selected.
Take no action, I'm going to press enter.
Voice recorder window. Pause recording button.
There we go. So, that is how that works. So now, if I go to the tray...
User safely remove context or eject V100.
And use the eject...
Battery meter. New notification from Windows Explorer. Safe to remove hardware. The USB mass storage device can now be safely removed from the computer. Window.
I'm going to unhook it. Now, when I rehook it or replug it back in, all you get is that now. Now, what do we do if we want to reset the defaults? I believe there are two ways to do this. The first way that I know to do this is to launch Control Panel.
User promoted notification area toolbar. Intel registered HD graphics button. Show desktop button.
I can't use the Windows D shortcut directly because it will pause my recording for some reason.
Desktop list. Control panel 443. Pitch rate 50.
I'm going to use the control panel shortcut.
All control panel items. 32-bit. Link maintains ODBC data sources and drivers.
Then I'm going to go down to autoplay.
Administrative tools link configure administrative settings for your computer. Autoplay link change default settings for CDs, DVDs, and devices so that you can automatically play music, view pictures, install software, and play games.
And I'm going to press enter.
Use autoplay for all media and devices checkbox checked alt plus U.
Now I'm going to go all the way down.
Removable drive combo box take no action collapsed.
See, we specified that in the notification earlier when we brought that up.
Choose what to do with each type of media checkbox not checked, Alt plus W.
But I'm gonna keep tabbing down.
Memory card, DVD movie, enhanced DVD movie, blank DVD off Blu-ray, blank audio CD, enhanced blank C video C super video CD combo box, choose a default collapsed.
We're almost there.
Software and games combo box, choose a default collapsed. Reset all defaults button, Alt plus R.
Reset all defaults, that's what we want. I'm gonna press space.
Pressed.
Additionally, you could hit Alt R. Then I'm going to tab.
Save button, Alt plus S.
And press enter on save.
32-bit. Link maintains ODBC data sources and drivers.
Additionally, we can look at some autoplay things in settings. To do that, I'm going to Alt F4.
Voice recorder window. Pause recording button.
Now, a couple ways, of course, that you can open settings. It's whichever way you like the best. I'm gonna, just for this, I don't normally do it this way, but I know people, a lot of you are probably big on the keyboard shortcuts, so I'm gonna use Windows I for settings.
Settings window, list, system not selected, 1 of 9.
I'm now gonna do a right arrow.
Devices not selected, 2 of 9.
And I'm gonna press enter.
Settings window, list, printers and scanners, 1 of 7.
And press down arrow.
Connected devices not selected, 2 of 7.
I hear autoplay.
Bluetooth not selected, 3 of 7. Mouse and touchpad not selected, 4 of 7. Typing not selected, 5 of 7. Autoplay not selected, 6 of 7.
And press enter.
Selected.
Next, I'm going to press tab.
Use autoplay for all media and devices toggle button pressed.
See, this is very similar to the page and control panel.
Removable drive combo box collapsed.
Except here, removable drive combo box collapsed, it doesn't say choose a default. It just has nothing defined, but you can also set your defaults in here. So it's sort of a duplicate.
Memory card combo box collapsed. Default app settings link. Home button.
Now that is interesting. There's not as much configurability in this page as there is to the one in control panel, but that
settings window
is
list.
The
system
autoplay settings in the settings app.
Voice recorder window.
So
pause recording.
I just
button.
Went ahead and closed that. So I'm going to
use safely your context.
Remove this.
Battery meter. New notification from Windows Explorer. Safe to remove hardware.
Yeah, I know it's safe. I'm gonna set that over here. And
pause recording. Voice recorder.
I accidentally hit my Windows D and it went to my desktop and paused the recording, but that will pretty much do it for this recording. I just wanted to make this quick recording for you guys to kind of explain about how the autoplay settings work in Windows 10. And I hope that this has been helpful for you. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to get in touch. There's contact information on my page, or you can leave a comment, whichever you prefer. And until the next recording, I will...
Stop recording button.
That'll do it. So, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.